on this day with Gunners and Ally.
Let's check out what happened on this day for Wednesday, the 17th of March. Of course, it's St. Patrick's Day.
To be sure. Fiddle-dee-dee.
Sorry, that's enough.
I think that's a little stereotypical.
He's not with us anymore, but US singer and jazz pianist Nat King Cole was born on this day in 1919.
Having a birthday is Patty Boyd, the English model and former wife to George Harrison, turned 77.
Yeah, she inspired the Eric Clapton songs Layla and Wonderful Tonight. From Patty Boyd to Little Patty, the Australian singer today is 72.
American actor Patrick Duffy also turned 72. He played Bobby Ewing in the TV series Dallas.
And he also starred in The Man from Atlantis.
Was that really cheesy one from the 70s?
Uh-huh.
Bless.
Today, American actor Kurt Russell is the big 70.
No way Kurt Russell's 70.
Ask about horses again, I'll slap you red.
That's crazy. He's still with Goldie Hawn. Do you remember him in Guardians of the Galaxy when he played Ego?
Yeah, but with a CGI'd face.
Ostentatious, the Aussie comedian, is 67.
The US actor who starred in Apollo 13, The Green Mile and Forrest Gump.
Get your hands down. Do not salute me. There are goddamn snipers all around this area who love to grease an officer.
Lieutenant Dan.
Gary Sinise, the US actor today, 66.
Australian comic actor and director Rob Sitch is 59.
Played Mike Moore on the ABC TV series Frontline.
You see, there's only two true stars on Australian television, Ray Martin and Mike Moore.
Great series. From Rob Sitch to Rob Lowe, the US actor, today 57.
Billy Corgan, lead singer with Smashing Pumpkins, is 54.
Irish singer and musician and one of the members of The Corrs, Caroline Corr, today 48.
And Aaron Baddeley, US-born Aussie golfer, celebrates his 40th birthday.
As we check out some of the events of this day, of course, it's St. Patrick's Day, and that was held for the first time in New York on this day in 1763, although probably had St. Patrick's Day prior to that in Ireland.
I'd say so. Rubber band was patented in England by a guy called Stephen Perry on this day in 1845.
The Bee Gees made their US TV debut on The Ed Sullivan Show. They performed To Love Somebody and this.
It's only words.
Song.
Yeah, that happened on this day in 1968.
In 1976, Reuben Hurricane Carter, the American-Canadian middleweight boxer, he was granted a retrial thanks in part to Bob Dylan's hit song, The Hurricane.
It was on this day in 2008 that HMAS Sydney, the battle cruiser, was located off the WA coast, 2.47 k's below sea level.
It went down in 1941 in World War II.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day, St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March.
To be sure.